There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
VSiN Spring Specials here for $59. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. We'll be hitting the NFL and college football hard in July. You have the golf majors, UFC. And if you want the full experience, daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $59 to be a subscriber to July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring. Back to hockey. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. This is, as ESPN just tweeted out, Greg, only the second time in history all four series are tied at two in the same day that we have game fives coming up tonight. I want to start with the news yesterday. What are the Islanders doing? Well, you get rid of Trotz, you go back-to-back conference finals. Time for a new voice. I couldn't believe that quote.
Well, you know, I grew up a Devils fan, so Lou Lamoriello is my general manager. And this is now, I believe it's 21 different coaching changes he's had since 1987. So, I mean, this is what Lou does. I was asking around here in New York yesterday, and the only things I can kind of come up with theoretically are, one, there was some kind of philosophical, you know, clash behind the scenes between Trotz and Lou about the team, about the players, about something. Lamoriello did say that the issue wasn't relegated to just this season. And the other thing was that, and this was something that somebody mentioned to me, was the idea that, you know, Trotz's teams were always very good defensively, right? You know, the lowest they finished defensively were seventh in the league, and that was this season. But they've never finished higher than 21st offensively. And if you look around this league right now, you got to be able to score goals to win in this league. And maybe Lou looked at this roster and he says to himself, okay, I got a good coach. Maybe not the right coach for this time.
Okay, interesting. You wrote about this today or yesterday. What have we learned so far with all the games? And we're blown away by all the blowouts and lack of overtime games.
Yeah, that's the real key so far is just this margin of victory that we're seeing. It's incredible. I mean, everybody was wondering about whether the regular season would carry over to the postseason. And I got to tell you that it certainly seems like it has, you know. The numbers are stunning. I mean, like the amount of games that have been blowouts, we've had 20 of 32 playoff games have gone over. And through Monday night, 27 of 32 games have been decided by two goals or more. So, I mean, we are talking puck line city in these playoffs so far.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, there's no reason to believe it won't continue. I mean, even in games that theoretically in the past would have been tightly played. I mean, you think about game four last night between Pittsburgh and the Rangers. Like in the past, you're thinking that's like a 3-1 game or something, with Shcherbin playing well and everything else and the series tightening up. But it's just not playing out that way. Hell, I mean, we even got a bunch of goals between Calgary and Dallas last night for the first time. So it's all trending, continuing the offensive thing. And I'm going to say this to hockey fans, man, be careful what you wish for. You guys always complain about 2-1 games, and now every game is 7-2.
Well, as a follow-up, two things on that. Isn't it funny, though, how we're getting all these goals, and yet the best offensive team in hockey this year, Florida, is struggling, not only with Washington, but then the score goals. But then also with all these games now in the series, Greg, tied at 2 apiece, and then once we get to the second round, are we going to get tighter scores, though, where it's tied late and maybe an overtime game or there's drama other than like, oh, my God, they're pulling the goalie again today with 6 minutes to go in the game?
Well, I mean, what you hope is that, first of all, I don't think the goals are going anywhere. I just think, this is an anomalous season. The regular season was the highest scoring regular season we've had since 95-96. My colleague Kristen Chilton and I wrote a story about this a few weeks ago. And I mean, there are reasons beyond, the obvious why this is happening. I mean, the obvious is that these guys were exhausted after 2 years of COVID stuff and mentally and physically. But there's also just been a sea change within the league in becoming a much more offensive league lately. Younger players are playing prominent roles without teams worrying about their defensive acumen. Like, there's a number of different reasons why we're at where we're at. And I think it all leads to there going to be a continuation of this kind of goal scoring throughout the playoffs. Now, the interesting thing is going to be whether or not it's going to be two teams participating in the goal scoring. Like, that's the part that I think is the more important part than reverting back to defensive hockey. Is like, when Colorado plays either St. Louis or Minnesota, are the games 7-2 or the games 7-5? Because I think both of those teams can certainly score goals at the same clip that Colorado does. So that's the real intrigue for the next round, is that, now that we might get rid through some of this disparity in talent between these teams, whether we see the goal scoring continue and whether it's both teams participating.
You also wrote about this in your column, and to tie it into one of the games tonight with Boston and Carolina, has been the goalie chaos. And if you're hearing anything on Anderson.
Not yet. I mean, I imagine we'll probably hear more today after practice for the Hurricanes. I reported before the series that he was going to miss multiple games. He's missed multiple games. I think it's a series that may not necessarily be hanging on the goaltending, to be honest with you, for Carolina. I think both of their guys are capable of winning the series, including, Antti Raanta, who started in game four. I think the intriguing thing about tonight is going to be the line matching. And so, in Boston, Bruce Cassidy reunited his top line with David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand, and Patrice Bergeron. And he was able to get them away from Carolina's checking line that's centered by Jordan Staal. Really good checking line. Won that battle with Bergeron and Marchand in Carolina. He put the Bergeron line on Sebastian Aho's line, so Carolina's top line. So what you do is now you got a Boston line that's scoring and shutting down Carolina's top offensive line. But since they don't have the last line change tonight in Raleigh, it might be hard to get that matchup again, and I think that certainly favors the Hurricanes.
What happens in Toronto?
It's anyone's guess, man. Yeah. The problem for the Lightning right now is there ain't a game eight. I mean, the way that this every other game, winning after losing thing happens. I mean, the bottom line for me in this game is that it's the series for the Leafs. Like, there is absolutely no way that they're going to be able to win, two games straight against the Lightning, to try to stave off elimination if they lose game five. And it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, the one thing about the series that I find really interesting right now is that we've really yet to see Braden Point of the Lightning put his stamp on a game. And this is, if you're stacking up the reasons they won two back-to-back cups, Point's probably, your second or third reason. And so I'm really intrigued to see if tonight's the night when he puts his stamp on this series in a way that he hasn't before.
What do you think about the non-penalty on Oshie last night?
I've reached out to the NHL on that to see if there's anything to follow up. I imagine what they'll say is that it's the stick of, I believe it was Bennett, who connected with his own head on the hit. I think that's kind of, I thought Oshie lifted his shoulder into the guy's noggin, right?
Yeah.
And so I felt that might be a play that they should look at it, but it might be a play that warrants something. I didn't like the hit at all. And then obviously it was a game changer because then it gets rocked and then Kuznetsov goes the other way and scores the Caps' first goal. So I'll be intrigued to see if there's anything on that before. I mean, Oshie, to be honest with you, has always been kind of a sneaky, dirty player. And this sort of fits that modus operandi, but I'll be intrigued. There's been similar hits like this that haven't led to anything because the stick's been in the way. So I'll be intrigued to see what comes out of it.
They put up a 6.5 again tomorrow with this total. Is Florida going to snap out of this?
Well, I think, you know, if you really want to start playing the playoff psychology game, winning an overtime game, you know, finding new playoff life, coming home, their best offensive game was on home ice in the series. So like the idea that they could maybe gin up a five spot, you know, you're maybe expecting Samsonov not to be able to put three good games in a row together. There's some reasons why you could expect the Panthers to break out, and they've yet to really show that they're going to shut down the Capitals all that much. Although Bobrovsky played pretty well last night, but I think any total that's going to be, you know, in the realm of 6.5 is not out of question in these playoffs, just because of how offense has trended. And then we just, like we talked about, like even in games that logically should be tighter, it's been a lot of goal scoring.
I have a MVP ticket on Igor, and I know well, I bet how rough it's been here in this series. I can't believe Gallant's going to go back with him in game five, but you've done several articles on Shesterkin. Can he get some votes here? Do you think there's a chance?
Well, hell, if he pitches like back-to-back-to-back shutouts, you get yourself a ticket, man. But otherwise, you might want to check in to see if you can toll that to 2023 and come back next year with it. You know, the thing with Igor that's tough is that he did not have a good game three. He kind of fell apart a little bit, and they pulled him. And then in game four, it's not really on him. I mean, he had a couple of deflected shots that the Rangers, you know, allowed the Penguins to kind of set up and do. He had one shot that was kind of a knuckleballer. There was one goal that was clearly on him, but there was some other weird stuff going on. So, you know, the Georgiev thing's interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that there was a real decision to be made there based on how he played in garbage time in those two third periods, and also had played pretty well down the stretch too. But I mean, Shesterkin's the franchise. He's the new Lundqvist, and I can understand why Gerard Gallant looks at the situation and says it's only going to be for the betterment of the team to put Shesterkin in there. If he wins, great. We've got new life. Maybe we can pull out a miracle comeback in this series. If he loses, at the very least, we're giving a guy who doesn't have a lot of playoff experience a chance to really kind of feel that sting and understand what needs to be done to win a playoff series.
Greg, we have like 30 seconds. How much consideration would you give to Cam Talbot?
For this game? None.
Not zero. Wow. Okay.
Well, I think it's Fleury's caprice right now. I really do. I mean, I think maybe you can run back Talbot in six if you need to, if you're desperate. But they made their bed in game one. I would have started Talbot in game one and then had Fleury come out of the bullpen. Because, I mean, like, that's what Fleury does. Like, ask Matt Murray what it's like to have Fleury coming out of the bullpen. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like they made their bet in game one, and now they got to kind of roll with Fleury until they can't anymore.
Fair enough. You guys are killing it on ESPN with the coverage, man. Great job so far in the playoffs. We really appreciate the time today as well, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Read great Greg at ESPN.com, and he's on Twitter, at Wyshynski.
Sorry about that. Yep. Great article. Read that today. The goalie chaos, he's spot on, too.
Up next, win some, lose some, and some breaking news. Tom Brady has made a major announcement. Some will love it. Some will hate it. Details coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zira Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zira Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zira Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zira Foxtrot today at ZiraFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Get out the broom. Colorado in a sweep. Open 4-1 here at Circa. Plus 330, 3-1 other spots. They win 5-3. And wrap up the series. Avalanche goal in the first five, plus 155. They were $3 to score in the first period at Bet Rivers.
Well, what were they scoring in the first 2 minutes?
How about that? Yeah. Warriors-Grizzlies under 227 down to 223. Easy winner. 101-98. That's with 70 combined points in the fourth quarter, too. Bucks-Celtics over 210 up to 212.5. Exploded late. 69 second half points for Boston. Milwaukee's first under of the playoffs. Reds plus 160. They double up the Brewers. How about that? Woodruff, rough.
Well, again, his ERA now is hovering around 6. Other numbers are not great either, as you can imagine. Reds, you know, got Castillo back yesterday. Suddenly hitting? Question mark? I don't know what to think about this team right now.
Pirates 2-1. Beat the Dodgers.
And by the way, the Dodgers kill lefties. Not yesterday.
Quintana's first win since 2019. The Pirates had lost 16 in a row against the Dodgers. Having said that, MLB favorites now 62.5% on the season. Continuing to cash. And the gift that keeps on giving, third period overs, 15-1 run in hockey, over 1.5 goals. Also, for the second time in history, 6 first-round series are tied at 2. Last time, 1991.
Yep.
All right, this is something. Subscribe, be part of the team, vsin.com, our radio and podcast friends. Taking a look at they're looking at the tiger. You know, the guy's got a big fella, right? They're making fun of his belly. Like, yeah, I get a little work out there with the knife and fork, huh, fella? Look at the donkey show now. The donkey hanging out, smiling, puts his face right up on the window.
At the pearly whites?
Right. I love what you said. It's like he's taking a selfie.
Well, it almost looks like he's
holding it up. Yeah. Right. Yep. Look at this. It goes on for like a minute. Like, hey, guys, what about me? Forget about him. Focus your attention on me.
I'm happy. I'm fun to be around.
Yes, he is. This is an all-time birthday party, right? Dog has his birthday party. They get 200 brand new tennis balls and dump them out in the pool, and then chaos ensues. It's total pandemonium. Cannonball! And it's like, you know, everyone comes in from the neighborhood. 5-6 of them having a good time, jumping in, playing, and they love the tennis balls.
This
brand
is like,
new. Got to be brand new.
This is like me when my mom would have a birthday party at the arcade with some friends when I was 10
was
years
fun.
Old.
Right.
Spend
always
all day
good
there.
Fun. Good fun. That's right. Lose some? Couple of reasons. The Palms recently reopened. Off the strip across from the Rio. The dealers now ring a bell when you tip them.
Okay.
That could lead to non-tippers. Because they've got time. It's like Hector Salamanca.
Yes. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Ding. So when the bomb's coming, is he going to keep ringing it 100 times?
I do like it. Again, the sub shop, Capriati's. You tip, they ring the bell,
yeah.
They say beer money.
Beer money. I got to tell you, that would lead to me leaving the table.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Every time someone
every
tips,
time,
ring
no,
the bell.
Thank you. Nah.
And anyways, Crackerman's tweet was, I hope Tiger and Whoopi aren't there. Notorious stiffs. And Affleck, and he's hanging out with J-Lo, too. J-Lo once. Affleck tipped big. J-Lo went back, retrieved
yes.
the chip, replaced it with a $5 chip,
ooh.
As the story goes. How about this one? Andy Glockner. I've been an Islander fan for over 40 years. We've had the fisherman fiasco with the stupid uniforms, a fake owner, Mike Milbury's reign of terror, no playoff series wins for 23 seasons. Think about that. They won a playoff series for 23 seasons, and they won four cups in a row in the 80s.
Right.
No arena for a decade. Countless other travesties. I've never been as angry as I am today. Fire trots yesterday. Chris Felica. They were a dumpster fire and a laughingstock of a franchise. Trots brought instant credibility. Took them to two straight conference finals. Lost 1-0 on the road in Game 7 with a shorthanded goal by the defending champs. That was the only reason they didn't go to the Cup.
Otherwise, they win that game, they're in the Cup.
Yeah. He joined the Islanders. They were the worst defensive team in the league. He turned them into the best the following season. Back-to-back conference finals. No, sorry, new voice. You're out. Bad beats, plenty of them. How about two bad beats from the same game? Orioles-Royals. First five under. 1-0, bottom of the fifth. The Orioles are up for a sixth spot. Okay, so it's 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth. The total was 7.5. 6-1 was your final score. The game stays under then, too.
Yeah.
White Sox, a moose in Chicago. 8-2 in the ninth. They blew it and lost. 12-9, Guardians in 11.
And now the Guardians need to score 13 runs one time to win the 0-13 pool. Although we're getting feedback today from Willie. He says his pool is 13+. So they scored 17 runs in one game. So if you had the Guardians in his pool, you're already a winner. I like that idea.
All right. Capitals +165. Gave up a goal with 2 minutes left and then lost in overtime. Thought they had that in the bag, too.
I'm glad Florida won the game.
Don't mind.
They didn't want to see him lose like that.
Good point. Win some, Oshie. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB bets every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. I would have been livid, outraged, if they overturned that goal, too. I don't know the hell goalie. That's the same thing. It's like the Ranger game, game one. If the guy gets pushed into the goalie, no. I'm glad they counted. There's no reason to review it.
Right.
It was a clean goal.
All right, so here is your news today. Tom Brady has announced what he is going to be doing next. Major announcement. He has already agreed to join Fox Sports as its lead NFL analyst whenever he stops playing. Fox Sports put out a statement that said, quote, Tom will not only call our biggest NFL games with Kevin Burkhardt, but will also serve as an ambassador for us, particularly with respect to client and promotional initiatives.
Wow.
End of quote. So, by the way, Joe Buck leaves.
Yeah.
Kevin Burkhardt has escalated to the number one play-by-play man on Fox, and now his reward, doing games with Tom Brady.
Can't believe it. This is surprising. Peyton Manning would be the nuts. Doesn't want to do it. The Manning cast is a home run, obviously.
I love what Manning figured out here.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Troy Aikman has lost his fastball. I don't get it. $18 million for that guy?
And
he's a space cadet out there sometimes. Tony, you want to talk about losing your fastball in a hurry.
Tony Romo's overrated.
Whoa. He had a horrible AFC title game. He was calling players by numbers and not names.
Yep.
And he actually said in a three-point game, should the Bengals let the Chiefs score on purpose?
Right. I'm game. I'm willing to see what Brady's going to be like, right?
Sure. He'll do his homework. I know that.
I fully trust that. And as people are pointing out already, it confirms he absolutely hates his family.
That's right. Can't wait. Too much going on.
Retired.
Can't wait to get out of the house.
Now, wait a second here. I'm not retired quite yet. I got to play at least one more year. And already, with at least one more year left, I'll do it again for in the booth this time around.
I don't know. He's a tough interview.
That's the thing.
I don't see the sound bites excitement.
I don't know, man.
I'm not saying he's Jason Witten, like a total
for sure
drip. But
yep. Manning always made so much sense.
Yes, he did.
Always. Brady, I'll give it a chance, like I said, but I'm...
The Romo stuff is almost forced. Jim, here we go.
Yep.
Big play.
Yeah. And people fell in love with him because he was calling plays. Okay, now here's probably whatever. Okay, that lasted for about six games.
I'll give the Godfather credit. Brent Musburger said, hold on a second here. Let's dial it down. And it's, lost some luster here now with Romo.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about this recently. There was nothing in our lifetime like going from a big college football game featuring Keith Jackson into another big college game with Brent Musburger on the call. I really feel like we're fortunate with the TNT right now. They can go back-to-back with a 1-2 hammer punch of Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, but then I have to deal with Reggie Miller.
I know that. I understand
He's so bad.
I'm talking about just for the play. Ian Eagle is
right now in his prime. Every single time he's
in multiple sports.
The jawbreaker and just on the fly. He's got an amazing sense of humor. He's so witty, so fast. And Kevin Harlan has been the nuts when he was calling, what, Timberwolves games on the radio back in the 90s?
Yeah, that's when I lived there. Right, he was awesome. That's just Twitter goes crazy every time. It used to be Chris Webber when he was at TNT. And it was Reggie says something stupid twice a quarter. Come on, you agree with me. You sent me a text the other day.
He's as bad as I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't know what they're thinking with him as an analyst. I really don't.
Plenty of other guys. I'll tell you who's. I'll tell you, I like Jefferson, and J.J. Redick appears to get.
J.J. Redick's really good.
I like J.J. Redick too.
Yep. So,
but this money's out of control. Out of control.
18 for Aikman.
Troy Aikman. He's still stuck in the 80s.
Oh, he is big time.
He's take the points guy.
He is.
He wants to kick field goals from the two.
All the time. Fourth and two at the 28-yard line. I got to tell you, Joe.
Joe, I don't know.
You better trot the special teams out here.
God.
Back in my day, this is how we'd like to do it.
I do respect him, though. He got a great line. He went to his lawyers and said, I can't stand Skip Bayless. How much will it cost me if I punch him right in the face?
Mm-hmm.
How much? He said, about a couple million. He goes, okay, I won't do it. He hates the guy so much.
Yep.
He thought about it. He goes, okay, I'm going to knock this guy out. What's it going to cost me? I'm going to beat his ass.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We'll get to our in-pocket plays, what we're betting today, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Rapid fire again. Such a big night tonight in sports with the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Maybe sprinkle in some Major League Baseball today as well. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the sports betting network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion on your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. What a day it's going to be tonight. Never happened before in playoff history. You got every series 2-2, four games, and then you got the same thing in the NBA. And then yesterday was fun, too. I got a double shot of Pink Floyd driving around. And then when that come
on. You listen to both songs?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's an upset.
They're solid. I changed my mind. Well, I also looked. I did a deep dive. Their catalog? Oh, my God. That is some catalog with Pink Floyd.
They came on the radio on Sunday. I was driving around. It took me less than 2 seconds. It immediately changed it.
What song was it?
As soon as I recognized it.
Oh, no.
And they all sound the same.
Oh,
as soon as
don't
it came on,
it.
I'm like, I can't.
You
got
to
no
rethink
way.
Your Pink Floyd stance.
I could not. There's no chance I could go home and listen to Pink Floyd for more than 3 minutes.
God, what's wrong with you?
I'd drive over to the Stratosphere. They're so bad.
Oh, come on.
Terrible
don't
music.
Don't say that.
They're so overrated. They're so overrated.
It's a great catalog. The other thing, too, when someone comes on, I've been listening to a lot of that classic rock lately. You just
why?
I like it.
It's time to give it up.
No.
But you are Al Bundy again. You like to live in the past. Go ahead.
Well, that's a good point you made about a week ago. Like, when is this going to stop being
classic?
Know?
And then, yeah.
I know. But I love the music. Like, 70s, 80s. Fun times. Look how many albums Foreigner sold. I couldn't believe it.
What, 80 million?
Well, it's you're in a ballpark. I think you're low. I'm looking. It's like another hit. Well, I'm looking.
You're Googling
Foreigner.
This stuff?
I love the Wikipedia bands and see how many albums sold.
That's kind of fun. Yeah. I can get around with that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I heard today, and I thought to myself...
I was hanging out with a buddy. Go ahead.
Did you like... Because I was a huge fan of Chris Cornell.
Sure.
Loved him on Soundgarden. Did you ever have a chance to go watch Audioslave, the combination of Rage and Soundgarden and Chris Cornell?
No.
I saw them 3 times in like 18 months all here in Las Vegas, and they were spectacular. And it just got me to thinking of like how you got to see these bands when they're around. Like I've never seen Rage Against the Machine once in my life, ever. If they came to Las Vegas, like, what would that ticket cost? Would I even care? I'd have to go watch them. If they ever, you know, I think they did a couple years ago when they got together, like, in Phoenix, a couple of other spots.
I don't even know what that scene is like anymore.
I don't know.
I haven't been to a concert in...
I went to Tool.
Probably, it was second row Metallica. My pants fell down.
When was that?
Probably the last time.
You haven't been to a concert in 20 years?
Been a while.
You haven't been to one out here in Las Vegas?
Remember, you bought me Metallica tickets for my birthday, and I didn't go because I didn't like the set list. I didn't approve of the set list. Come on, Lars. What are you doing?
You're a fun guy to hang around. Buy a birthday present like that, nothing. You don't show up to the wedding. Nothing.
I couldn't bring a date.
From you. Yeah. You didn't have a date.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was the girl.
You wanted to break up with her. You told me that several times, and you had mega bucks. Let's have kids. Okay. That's the story.
I don't think we were tight. You moved to California. And we weren't talking.
We were tight.
You moved to California. She was the one.
Strange, though. Concert tickets are...
Well, that's the other thing.
You know what they go
no
for
more
now?
Mosh pit, no more mosh pits and everything. Everyone's just filming the damn thing.
I used to go to so many concerts here in Las Vegas. So many. I loved it when I was younger. Because we have so many venues here that are just as good as it gets. You went to go see Santana, didn't you? Guns N' Roses. You were vomiting. You puked your guts out, didn't you?
We had a suite, though.
Okay.
We had a suite at Guns N' Roses.
They're good life.
It was very good.
They're excellent life. Did I ever tell you what I
saw? Too much.
My wife loves Dua Lipa. So she was playing the day
that
after.
That song is so annoying. Sweetest Pie? What's it called?
Come with your girl?
That's my girl, Megan.
Not a great song.
No, the lyrics suck.
Do you want to know what tickets were? It was the day after her birthday.
Let's have it.
After fees, a set of tickets were $700. And by the way, not even close to the most expensive. They were not like amazing seats. Are you kidding me with concert prices nowadays? $700 for what?
I sat second row for two shows to see Metallica, Kid Rock, and Seven Dust. $100, and I got to meet the band before the show.
In
a fan club. $29.99 a month.
So is this the new norm now because they missed so much time during the shutdown?
$700? I told you that. The Bruno Mars.
Those were going for like
600. You guy wasn't even first row. $600.
Yeah, and that's like up. There were 900, 1,000 to get even closer than that, to Bruno Mars.
Wow.
I guess this is going to be what it's like though moving forward.
Huh.
You forget about finding concert tickets for below $100 anymore.
That's a whole other discussion about who exactly is good live though.
Yeah,
I mean it's hard to find good live bands and who. I mean some of that stuff. The lip sync. How do you do that? You have the balls.
You can't.
I'm going to pay $500 a ticket. You're going to come out there and lip sync? Are you kidding?
You demand a refund.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in this Brewers game today against the Reds, they just played, last week, and then they played again yesterday. But remember, Hunter Green, the kid that throws like 102 miles an hour, they roughed him up. So he's going today against Freddie Peralta. Now, the Brewers lost yesterday 10-5. Reds got to Woodruff. Is this a bounce-back spot? Brewers are $2. On the run line here, Milwaukee is 1.5. Do they get to Hunter Green again today?
Yes, they do. Yep. The offense wasn't the problem yesterday. The Reds' bats came alive. But I think you have to laugh at 8. They're open 8 here at Circa.
Mm-hmm.
But to be at 8.5 in this game, I know we've had a ton of unders, but yes, I think we'll see runs, and I think the Brewers get back on the track with a win.
Yep. The Braves are laying $1.30, $1.35 in that range with Kyle Wright going against Garrett Whitlock and the Red Sox.
Yes.
That, to me, is a cheap price.
Yeah, Boston's been a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Last place. Yep.
That and
look at Robbie Ray. Seattle lost again.
I know it. And he's a dog now tonight at home to Aaron Nola and the Phillies. Nola's laying $1.20. He was really good. That's the last time he pitched was the debacle against the Mets.
I like the Yankees. Too short. Severino's been great. Yankees staff's been awesome. I'm concerned about the Blue Jays. I really am. You can find the Blue Jays 7-1 to miss the playoffs.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just throwing it out there. Their win total is still 93. That's crazy.
I saw that too. I think I might pop that for the under today.
No. Remember, this hot start, going back not before last week, they were getting unbelievable performances by their starters.
Yep.
And they're still only a couple games over 500.
I have a healthy bet on that team to win the World Series.
I don't know how the Yankees... This is something with the Yankees.
No, it really is.
Blown away.
Oh, by the way, one more thing, Paulie. And I know Tyen was really... Brios is going today. That total is 7.5. That's a Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I thought it was Kikuchi. Okay.
You know what? I'm sorry. I scrolled all the way down. That's tomorrow. The opener on Brios versus Tyen is a 7.5 tomorrow.
Yep. Good series in Minnesota.
Yep.
First place Twins. Ryan, what a story. Dog against Verlander.
I know it.
Here come the Astros. 7 in a row. Watch out now.
I say that plus money is a little tempting with the Twins, though.
Uh-huh.
And look at the total. Again, American League game here. 6.5 with the total.
God.
Very low.
I'll give you another one. They lost again last night. They were shut out at home. Detroit. Woo!
Oh, boy. They have, 8 wins on the year?
Yep.
Count them.
And a lot of people that like them over.
Oh, and what was that? High 70s?
High 70s.
Actually, that's a good one. Did you write down their win total?
I'll look at it right now. I know we're going to do it tomorrow. There's a yes-no on the playoffs and adjusted win totals. It's good.
That team had some pretty high expectations
they
per,
did.
Several people.
Yep. And they lost to the A's.
Not only to go over the win total,
nine in a row. I mean, I'll grab it here in a second.
Maybe a playoff team.
72.
Okay, so that's down from what, 78 then, where it was.
The Reds moved 10 spots.
They
in,
did.
In a week.
So
you got 69. It's 59 now. And they've won games.
Is that a big enough spot to go for a middle?
Good question.
They have 6 wins now on the year. I bet under 67.
Okay, moved.
67 under 120 was it? Yeah, minus 120, I believe. Okay. So actually, I was hoping they would keep losing and it would drop to like 53.5, and then I would come back and play the over for a middle. But now it would be an 8 spot middle there because it's 59. So probably will avoid that one.
Where's the Mets game? Do I have that on the sheet? You know what they're doing?
Mets are throwing Carrasco.
They are, okay.
Against, it's our buddy Corbin.
That's what it is. Hello.
Corbin's going today.
They've lost every start so far. Yep, 6-game lead for the Mets. Just have they clinched yet? Win total?
Yes, I think they cash your ticket.
94. They are $1.80 now to win the division.
Why is that game not on the board?
I don't know. Yeah, it is. I saw the same thing. It is Corbin. I'm seeing Corbin too. Oh, it's McGill.
Oh, they put McGill up? Okay, so then there it is. There's a different one listed than on the DK app. All right.
The Nats have lost every Corbin start so far.
By the way, shop around. The Brewers are as low as like $1.78 in this game today. $2 elsewhere. Again, if you want to get involved, I'm not going to do the run line, but they're $1.15 that I'm seeing right now, too. Maybe that's why there's no number up, because they switched the...
I'm with Kirkchen. He's not the only guy to say it. It's just the division's too good. The Red Sox are in trouble. Serious, serious trouble.
Well, what he said is they basically have to go 30 games over 500 now to win 90 games.
Right way to put it. Yep. Twins $1.60 to make the playoffs. You buying?
They're pretty good.
Yeah?
They're pretty good. The problem is the injuries, and Buxton cannot be in the lineup every single day. I mean, it's something.
I know.
Every 12 hours, oh, there's something wrong with Buxton again. Okay.
Yep, he's Gronkowski. Questionable every game.
Yep. Up next, we will get to our in-pocket plays, what we are betting today, and tell you about the first player in Major League Baseball to ever accomplish this, and he did it yesterday. What a feat it was. Details on that coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right, here we go with our in-pocket plays. A few of them on the list at the very top. Well, we have to wait a while, in theory. Chris Paul, NBA Finals MVP, unless they get knocked out by the Mavericks. Shesterkin, Vezina. Any idea? Is that like a June thing?
Oh, yeah.
End of June?
I would imagine they do it out here with the
awards show.
Going to be a wait. So we have last to wait. Check, I saw 8,000.
Okay, so we got to wait another 6 weeks probably for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Lightning pending to win the series. Such a big game tonight against Toronto on the road. -110, played that after game two. Reds first five yesterday was a winner. They needed the runs in the bottom of the fifth, but it got there. I had it plus a half run, even money. Stars last night was a loser. Break-even day here then on the show with the two bets last night. Today, Braves, this number has now moved, but a bet at 130 with Wright against Whitlock and the Red Sox. I like that. And I did play a first. I can't give it out, though, because it's only a one book.
Crazy price.
BetMGM has over a goal and a half in the Toronto game, -145. That's either $1.80 or two goals everywhere.
Correct.
So if you like it, maybe you have BetMGM, but I didn't feel like, you know, maybe, you know, whatever. Not everybody does, so they can't bet there. So I played that this morning as well. 145 is way low in my opinion. Well, based on
absolutely
based on every other book.
Yeah.
Yeah, the market. Yeah, sure.
Yep. Avalanche and regulation, $1.50. Lock it up. Winner. Celtics, Bucks, largest lead under 17.5. Winner. I don't care where they get you. The Penguins cannot be underdogs tomorrow. And the fact that Gallant is sticking with Shesterkin. So I asked Wyshynski about that, Greg Wyshynski. He was as low as 3-1 to win the MVP in the regular season.
Yeah, he thought that you meant.
He misunderstood my question.
Conn Smythe.
I'm holding a 30-1 ticket. He has been pulled in back-to-back games. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good, not only in the regular season, but also against the Penguins. And he's going to stick with them.
I mean, back-to-back games for it to be this bad.
Largest lead, both games under 17.5 tonight. And Mr. Anti-Fun showing up again. But also, I'm reading the room. We've had three overtime games the whole playoffs. William Hill has this. How many games will go to overtime tonight? Zero. Even money. You can bet 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. I got into it. I got a little excited because I was driving around and heard Urgent on the radio. And you nailed it. You are sharp. They have sold, Foreigner has sold 80 million albums worldwide.
Oh, is that the number? Exact number?
Okay. Waiting for a Girl Like You, Jukebox Hero, I Want to Know What Love Is. Well, who doesn't? Hot Blooded, Cold as Ice, Double Vision, Head Games Feel Like the First Time. See, it's stuff like this. I can't get enough of it. It's like, let me Google this band and see how many albums it hits. Crazy.
This is from Mike on Twitter. He says, tell Paulie bringing a date to a wedding is like bringing sand to a beach. Yeah, but Paulie doesn't get it, so what's the point? And he also, you're going to defend years ago when I bought you Metallica tickets for your birthday, but you said, let me look at the set list. Didn't like it, so you didn't go.
Yeah.
That's such a, I don't even know how to describe it. It's such a weak move on your part. There's no way to defend it, Paulie, so don't even try.
Part of going to the concert is the excitement about, oh, they're going to play. And Metallica's got a deep catalog. And to me, they're the best band of all time. To go number one, be one of the biggest bands ever without radio airplay. This is the 80s, remember. No help from MTV. No radio airplay. Word of mouth. But I saw them in Kansas City, and they opened up with Bread Fan. And I was so excited. I should not have gone on the internet and searched what are they playing, the previous set list from the tour stops. I saw it. I didn't approve. I didn't go. Our buddy Fitz says NHL votes are already in. Hearing awards are announced between Game 4 and 5 of the Cup Final.
Oh, they are Game 4 and 5. Okay. All right.
That's what he says.
Another one, a different one from Mike, actually.
Yeah.
So back-to-back Mikes. He said San Diego is the number one power-rated city. Well, I'm talking about summer cities. San Diego is amazing year-round.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit here and tell you that San Diego is the best summer city in the country.
Well, they got, what is it called, June gloom? We got it's not particularly great weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the overcast and the marine layer.
Yeah.
The marina layer that comes over. Okay, how about this now? A first yesterday in Major League Baseball. It happened in the White Sox-Guardians game. Josh Naylor is now the first player in Major League Baseball history to pull this off. Stats by Stats had this. 2 3-plus home runs in the ninth inning or later in the same game.
You see him going crazy in the dugout?
How could you not be?
Going, it looks like Animal, got the hair every. Go and look at him. Yeah, let's go. Come on.
It's like Al Horford last night.
Yeah. They throw, takes the helmet off.
Here we go. Come on.
He looks like Alan a little bit from The Hangover. They let the dogs out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I can see that a little bit. I gave up on the game.
Well, who didn't?
I'm tracking all this stuff, and there's so much stuff going on. I'm like, okay, White Sox won that one. And then later on, oh, wait, what? What?
What does Bogdanovich say? You need two things to bet baseball? You need to be sick and hate yourself?
Yes.
Second time in a week someone's blown a 6-run lead in the ninth.
Correct. It was, what?
Only
8-2?
Only La Russa would bunt in a 9-9 game. I got to move the guys over, you know? Maybe that sack fly. 9-9, he's bunting. Come on, La Russa.
Uh-huh.
Join us. It's not 1982. Giving up and out. Of course it didn't work. Yeah. But anyways.
From Mr. Classic Rock Guy. Join us from 1982. Sure. Yeah.
Fast forward the music. Come on. Go back to your childhood. Hey, what do you think, I'm the only guy?
No, you're not.
There's a classic rock station no matter
every walk. Every market in the country, yeah.
And they're huge. Of course.
I don't get
it. Good times. Fun times. Zeppelin? Where's Zeppelin? I got Zeppelin number two.
Argument for number one.
Oh, sure.
Very good argument for number one overall.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's, I mean, Page and Plant were making the rounds. Had a chance to go see them. Didn't do it. Mm. Again, Prince had a residency at the Rio.
That's the worst. That haunts me.
I will never forgive myself for that. Played out here for, probably a year and a half on the weekends?
Well, I can go home right now and fall asleep. But what keeps me up at night, I didn't see Prince.
You didn't go see Prince.
At the residency.
You could fall asleep in a commercial break.
Prince at the residency.
But Prince really...
Yeah! So good. Guy says that was a urban... That quote never existed. Didn't happen, he says. They asked Clapton, what's it feel like to be the best guitar player ever? He goes, ask Prince.
I wouldn't know, ask Prince.
That's, yeah. Well, yeah. I got Hendrix on the list.
Other people Hendrix say he's, yeah. There. Okay. Player props tonight. Bam Adebayo, 17.5.
Going over. I go over.
He's going to go nuts tonight against Embiid.
He does enough, yes.
Yep. Okay. Tyler Hero, does he have a bounce back tonight?
What is he?
I will double check.
I had it written down. Where'd I put it? I can't find him. Damn. Where'd I put that? I like Harden under 20.5. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, so he's not going to go back-to-back good games.
No way. He was awesome last night, but this is the other game. But I think you'll see a different Harden, a different Heat team, and a different defensive strategy. Make him work. Tire him out. And he also is more of a facilitator, too. And I would think you'd see more pressure on him as well, how they played him also in the first two games in Miami. Maybe easier said than done because Embiid's not playing.
Embiid and Butler, their player props are each 25.5 tonight.
Yeah.
Butler's been Superman lately.
Where's Hero?
I don't see it actually at the book where I'm at right now. No.
Harden made threes is 2.5. Hit 6 in the last game.
Yeah. He went, scored 30, had like 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 threes in the game.
It's the only time he's gone over, though.
Yeah. First Sixers player ever to do that in a postseason game. In the late game tonight, Booker is 27.5. It's over. The price on that is $1.05.
Wow. I'm not concerned about Booker.
No,
the guy you look at is Chris Paul. 16.5. I live and breathe.
He's going over that?
Oh, yes. Huge game tonight from Paul. And a big performance by the Suns.
Tell you, this could be, to me, this could be another in-play dream. If this is close late, or maybe the Mavericks have a lead in the fourth quarter. I tell you, I mean, I'm going to have to trust the Suns and what they did all year long.
Yep.
Let's say 6, 7, 8 minutes to go. Have faith in this team to come back and win the game at home.
They scored 129 and 121 in the home games. They scored 101 and 94 in Dallas. Oh.
For what it's worth, Luka is 32.5.
God.
You have to go back to how you played the first two games.
Yep.
So, I mean, again, Monty Williams was named the coach of the year yesterday in the NBA. I would let Luka go for 50 tonight.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's actually, to me, that's not a bad angle on the Luka prop to play 32.5 over. Monty's smart. He gets it. He's been awesome the last couple of years.
Did they do the little interview and everything? I missed that. With Monty?
Oh, that I don't know.
You see who broke the story? Booker. Devin Booker
sources,
tweeted it.
Sources tell Book.
Book. Yeah. Bookman. Yep.
That's a good nickname to have.
Yep. The easiest series, Boston too. But the whole series has come down to who's knocking down threes in the Miami series.
Yeah.
Whoever's knocking it down, and whoever, I mean, that's been the 4-0 so far.
I tell you, I don't like playing these high player props, but if I'm going to go back on Luka for a second, that's one that I'd be interested in tonight based on, again, he can do whatever he wants, but we're not going to lose a series because of Finney Smith. We're not losing because of Kleber.
What a night. Only the second time in history, NHL, six of the first eight series, first round, are 2-2.
Phenomenal.
We got six games tonight. Every series 2-2. We can run it back and do it Thursday.
Tomorrow is a three cup of coffee morning on the show.
That'd be tough.
Minimum. You going to go to Mountain Dew tomorrow?
Two of them.
Two of them?
All right. Bring in some Pink Floyd.
Oh, please. God, no.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.